Okay, Rabbi, we're on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph in Masechtas Avodah Zarah, holding approximately 13, 14, 15 lines from the top of the Amud. We're in the middle of a fascinating Agadata, where the Gemara told us already yesterday, the Yosef Lavoi, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to make an announcement. Whoever was Oisik Batoira should come on in to get their reward. And then we had a lengthy discussion about, at first, the Romans came in and they said, we were Oisik Batoira. So where were you Oisik Batoira? That we were Oisik, but we helped out the Jews. How did you help out the Jews? Oh, we built these beautiful marketplaces. We built these beautiful bathhouses. And as a result, Klal Yisrael didn't have to worry about building their own marketplaces and their own bathhouses. We were allowing them to go and learn full time. What you're telling me is a bunch of baloney. Because the reason why you built your marketplaces, not only for yourselves to make money, but even to go and make houses of ill repute for zoinois, for prostitution. And that you went and made the other things, you did it for yourself to make money, and not for purposes of Klal Yisrael, and therefore, please leave, because you're not getting any reward. The next one online were none other than the Persians. And the Persians said, well, we also helped out the Jews in learning Torah. How was that? We went and built bridges for them, and we went and conquered cities and towns for them, all for the Jews to be able to go and sit and learn. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, the reason why you build bridges is to collect tolls. The reason why you conquered cities is to be able to go and induct the people into involuntary civil service on behalf of the government. You conscripted them into the army, but it wasn't for the purpose of the Jews. And they too left the Pachi Nefesh. And then a whole bunch of other Umaysa Oilam stood in line, and they also met the same fate. And then later on, the Gemara spoke about that the Goyim said, Kodesh Baruch, what do you want from us? Did you offer us the Torah? Had you offered it to us, we would have taken it just like the Jews, and we would have been Mekayim it. And the Kodesh Baruch says, it's not true. Because right before Matan Torah, I offered it to the Bnei Seir. I offered it to the Bnei Yishmael. And guess what happens? And they turned me down. They weren't interested. It was only Klal Yisrael that stood up and said, Nasa ben Ishma, we're going to go and accept the Torah, and we're going to be Mekayim the Torah. And then the Goyim came up with yet another strategy, another defense. And they said, you know, the reason why we didn't accept the Torah is because you weren't kofa aleinu harki gigas like you did for Klal Yisrael. If you would have taken a harki gigas on top of our heads, oh, would we have been mekabel the Torah? And Kodesh Baruch Hu said to them, but that's not true, because I just gave you seven small mitzvahs, and you didn't do them. So I knew you weren't going to be Mekayim the 613. Klal Yisrael, which already was Mekabel on themselves, the Sheva Mitzvah Noyach. Okay, from 7 to 613 is a pretty much of a big jump. So I had to go and put a Harki Gigas. But you guys, even seven mitzvahs you're not willing to go and accept. And as a result, says the Gemara, even if they're Mekayim the Sheva Mitzvah Noyach, although they get Schar, they get schar on a secondary level, not kamisha mitzvah v'oisa, but rather kamisha eina mitzvah v'oisa. And that's basically where we left off yesterday, and we continue the discussion, and we are again about 12, 13, 14 lines from the top, where it's bracketed, and it says, elakach, and then we start the next line where it says, oimrim. Elakach oimrim o'ev dikham v'fnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. The goyim are giving another defense in front of the Rabbi Yisrael. What's the defense? They're saying, Rabbi Yisrael, Yisrael shekiblu ha'echem kaimua. Okay, it's taka true that we were not mekabel the Torah. But the Jews that were mekabel the Torah, who says that they kept the Torah? They got it, but maybe they're not being mekayim it. Am l'mekodesh baruch hu, ani meyed behem, shekaimu es ha'Torah kula. Says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you don't need to go to third parties. I can go and testify that they're mekayim the Torah. I'm Lafana. So now the Goyim say, Rabbeinu Shalom, Klam Yesh Av Shemeid Al Benoi. You cannot say Eidus. After all, a Korav is possible to Eidus. You are the son, you are the father of Klal Yisrael. Tiksiv B'ni B'chayri Yisrael. And that's the reason why we say, Avinu Malkeinu. Kodesh Baruch Hu is our father. We're a Kodesh Baruch Hu's son. And therefore, Jacques de Gemara, Kodesh Baruch Hu is not believed to go and say Eidus. Shok the Gemara. Okay, forget about me. But the Shemayim Va'aret, the heavens and the earth, they will be made. Shekayim was the Torah Kula. Aha. Oymim Lefonav. And now the Goyim respond. Shemayim Va'aret Noigin Be'edusan. You cannot trust them either. Although they're not a Korav, possibly Edus. But they have a Negiah. Why do they have a Negiah? Shenema. Im Loi Brisi. Yoimim V'layla Chukoy Shemayim Va'aret Loi Samti. Was Meintos. Brisi over here is referring to the Torah. How do I know Bris is referring to the Torah? So Rashi says, because we're talking about Imloi Brisi, Yoimam Valoila. And it says in the Pasuk about Torah, Vigisa Boy, Yoimam Valoila. And it says at the end of Parshas Kisavai, at the end of the Teichacha, Uksiv, Eile Divri HaBris, Ashikoras, the Kodesh Baruch Hu was Kodesh with Klai Yisrael, and that's referring to the Torah. Ah, so Imloi Brisi, Yoimam Valoila. If it wasn't for the fact that Yidin are Mekayim the Bris, of Torah. By learning Yoimam V'layla, and Chukah Shemayim V'aretz V'samteh, I wouldn't even have given the Shemayim V'aretz. The Shemayim V'aretz are in Sakana every single day. They're Noivis. If they're Yidin and throughout the world that are not learning the Torah, if Torah is not being learned by Yidin throughout the world, somewhere, the whole Shemayim V'aretz will collapse. So of course they're going to go and say, Avad and Avada, that they're Mekayim the Torah. Otherwise, their whole existence is in danger. And the Omer of Shimon Lakish, a similar member, might have said in the Pasuk, the Erev Yevoyke Yoim Hashishi. Why in Parashas Bereishis? All the other days it says Yoim Sheni, Yoim Shlishi, Yoim Revi, Yoim Chamishi. It says Yoim Hashishi. V'sam et Hey Hayidia. Malamish is a good Baruch Hu Maaseh Bereishis V'Yomai. In Yisrael Mekam the Seirasi Mutiv. The reason for the extra hay is to say that if Klal Yisrael are mekabel the Torah, then what does the extra hay have to do with being mekabel the Torah? So Rashi brings it on the fifth line, the first of the narrow lines. Hey de hashishi yisera, the cost of the soif maase bereishis ledroshesu v'achim mashma v'yerev v'yivoyker yoyim hashishi shel shisha b'sivon shasidin Yisrael lekabelat teira. Oh, so when it says yoyim hashishi, although it's referring to the sixth day of creation, and the sixth day of creation is you're talking about either on Rosh Hashanah or you're talking about Rosh Chodesh Nissan, depending on which view you follow, Reb Lezer, Reb Yeshua, when the world was created. However, the Yom HaShishi is not referring to the creation of the world, but it's referring to the creation of Vav Sivan many, many, many generations later, in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael when they received the Torah. And therefore, the Torah is telling us, you know why there's an evening, you know why there's a morning, because Yom HaShishi, because Klal Yisrael eventually are going to accept the Torah on the sixth day. Which sixth day? The sixth day of Sivan by Matan Torah. But Chas V'Shalom, what happens if they're not Mekabel the Torah? That's it, boys. Anim achzer eschem l'toyu v'voy. So that's how Rashi explained. What's up there?
You hold the seventh day.
So what are we going to do with that?
That's a good question.
And the answer is?
I have to think about that.
Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold
the good news is, yeah. Toysis already asks your kasha. Ah. And Toysis gives two truths into the kasha. So let's try to find that Toysis. Yoyim HaShishi. You see, it's about... second choices before the wide lines, right? You see around 2/3 down the yomah, 3/4 down. Yom hashishi, teim alam di yomah. B'shiva b'chodesh nitnu aseres adibris. My yom hashishi, it should be yom hashvi. What's going on? That's brother Shai's kasha. B'yesh loyman. The yom akama le'omalahu midi b'shem chosha di archa. What does that mean? Back in Masechta Shabbos, where it talks about the cheshbonis, about when the Torah is given, says the Gemara that on Yom Rishon, the first day of Chodesh Sivan, since they had still been traveling, nothing happened that day. The first proclamation about the Matan Torah was on the second day, where Kodesh Baruch Hu called Moshe Beinu. Moshe Beinu went down to Klal Yisrael. They said Nasim and Ishma. Moshe Beinu went upstairs again. Kodesh Baruch Hu says Shloishes Mehagbala, etc., etc., until it finally, on the sixth day of the announcements and the discussions, then the Torah was given. Seventh day of the month, but sixth day of the starting from the actual procedures or the preparations. What were the preparations? When the Kodesh Baruch Hu started telling them, start getting ready. Really and truly, the Torah should have been given taka on the sixth day. So that it was delayed to the seventh day, that was not the original master plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Originally it was intended to be on day number six, but because Moshe Beinu was Moisev, it got shifted to day number seven. So therefore the Amishishi is referring to when it was Olava Machshava originally to give the Heilige Torah. That's the way Rashi explains our Gemara here. Rashi in Chumash on this Yom HaShishi brings this pshat of Rashi that it's referring to the sixth day of Sivan. But Rashi gives another pshat in Chumash, and he says that the extra hay is referring to the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Five Chumshei Torah, that's the extra hay. But it's the same drasha l'maisa. The Kadosh Baruch Hu made a Tanai, Masa Bereishis. It's Kai Yisoz Mekabel the Torah, which is supposed to be given either on Yom HaShishi, the sixth day of Sivan, or the Mekabel the Torah, which is in five books of Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Mutim is good. Otherwise, I'm going to destroy the whole world. Anyway, we have yet a third raya that the existence of Shmayim Va'aretz is dependent on Torah. The Amr Chizkiya, Ma'ida Sivashtein Pasim Mishamayim Hishmata Din Eretz Yora Vishakata. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mashmiya Din, when he gave the Torah, Eretz Yora, the whole land, the whole earth, Yora, was shaking in fear and in trepidation. Vishakata, and then it was quiet. From Loshen Sheket, it was silent. For Eitei Mara, the two seem to be inconsistent. Em Yara, if the whole world is shaking in trepidation and in fear, Lama Shekata, why is it in the Pasuk they were silent? Vim Shekata, Lama Yara. So what's going on? El Batchila Yara. Initially, the world was noivis. What were they noivis about, says Rashi? Shemelo Yikablu Yisrael Atoira, V'tachzer Oretz L'toyu V'voyu. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I am giving the world on tonight that there will be Torah, the whole Shemayim Va'aretz were nervous for thousands of years until Matan Torah, wondering what's going to happen. What will be our ultimate fate? Will Klal Yisrael get the Torah and accept the Torah, and then we will have continued existence and stability? Or are they going to Chas V'Shalom turn it down, and then we're all going to be back to Torah Bavayu? And therefore, B'tchila Yara, Flip Soifin, after Klal Yisrael, Nasa V'Nishma, that they're accepting it, Shekata, for the first time, the Shemayim V'aretz were able to go and breathe a sigh of relief, and they said, Baruch Hashem, we're going to be able to continue. Anyway, the point is, the Gemara has now brought three separate rayas to the Goyish Tana. These Goyim had obviously a very, very good, sharp lawyer that said, who is the one that's testifying that Klal Yisrael was Mekayim the Torah? Kadosh Baruch Hu said, me. No, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you cannot be believed because you're unfortunately a Karev, Karev possibly Eidus. Shemayim V'aretz cannot be believed because in the Negev Eidus they have three proofs from three separate psukim from the Pasuk Im Le'Brisi Im Balayla Chuk Shemayim V'aretz Le'Samti, from V'yer V'voyki Yoyim HaShishi, from Eretz Yorev V'Shakata, three separate ayahs that the whole existence and stability of the Shemayim V'aretz is dependent on the Yin B'Makabal Torah. So of course they want to testify that the Yidna being Mekayim the Torah, so that they should have continued existence.
It's a beautiful story, but as it being a legal proceeding, Hashem is the judge. He's not the machlokes of a court to be able to test the Aido Sedayan type thing. You know, Hashem is the judge. He's not just he's saying as the court observes. You know, if a murder happens in court type thing. You know, if a crime. It's a beautiful story, but the legal quality of it is elusive.
I got you. Anyway, somebody's asking a question, how could a Kadosh Baruch Hu be both the Dayan and the Eid at the same time, at the same proceeding?
That'd be a good thing.
Anyway, so the Gemara continues on, so therefore a Kadosh Baruch Hu is disqualified, the Shemayim V'aretz is disqualified, so who's Taka going to be made? Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mikem Yavoy V'Ida Ben B'Yisrael Shekayim V'Satzayir HaKula. I'm going to go and choose from among you, from the Gentile nations, I will take a whole bunch of Edom, and they're going to be able to tell us the B'chol Dar V'Dar, that Yinu Mekayim the Torah. And we start off with Yovei Nimrod, V'Yoyv Avraham, Shli Avraham Yitzchakam. Nimrod will be able to go and tell us Edom about Avraham Avinu, that he refused to go and bow down to idols. How do we know? Of course, we all know when we were children, we learned the famous Midrashim about it. But Rashi repeats over here that Amraphel was the one that said, Omar Vehipel Avram Bekivshana Esh, Nimrod and Amraphel is the same person, two separate names. Nimrod because he was moired against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he rebelled. Amraphel because he was Omar Pil, he said, throw Avram Avinu into the Kivshana Esh. Why? Because his father, Terach, was complaining about the fact that Avram went and destroyed all the idols, and that he was against idolatry, and Nimrod got very angry, and he threw him into the fire, and we know he came out Baruch Hashem alive. Now we know what happened to Haran. But the point of the pasuk is that Nimrod will be able to testify that Avram Avinu did not avoid his heart. Lavan will be able to go and say about Yaakov, you know, even though he was in his home for 20 years, nevertheless, he never took anything from him, not even a clean cotton, not even a widget, not even a paperclip. He was very, very proper. Eishes Poitifera will be able to say that Yosef ran out and she's still holding on to his beged for dear life. So we know that he was not Oivin. And that's why he threw them into the Kivshin Oesh, and they all came out Baruch Hashem alive. So this is also in the Sefer Daniel, where it says that Dariyovish, the king, gave out a new decree that people are no longer allowed to go and daven three times a day. Yin are not allowed to go and daven. Daniel refused to listen to this evil decree, and he kept on davening every single day three times. Tayyavish got so angry, he threw him into the lion's den, literally. And of course we know he came out alive. So we see from this that Yidin, Daniel was Moshe Nefesh in the times of Tayyavish. Yavi Belder Ashuchi, Betsefer HaNamasi, the Eliphaz HaTemani. These were three good friends of Yoiv. And besides being friends of Eoiv, they were also Nevi'im among the Umas Oilam. The Yidabem B'Yisrael, they'll be able to also remain, Chekhaim is called the Torah Kula, that they were Makan the Torah Shinim, like I said in the Pasuk, Yitnu Eideim Yitztokah, that's a Pasuk that we quoted at length in yesterday's Gemara. Yitnu Eideim means that they will be the Eidim, the Yitztokah, and they will be Matstik, they will be able to go and say that Klal Yisrael is righteous. Yesterday's Gemara, we teaches at the end of the Gemara that is referring to the mitzvahs are going to be made on behalf of Klal Yisrael that they're Mekayim. But according to this Chazal, it's the Goyim, these three, Beldad, Tzoifer, and Eliphaz, are going to go and be made about Klal Yisrael that they did the mitzvahs. And now, therefore, this line of argument has now fallen away. We have now conclusively proven that Klal Yisrael is being Mekayim the mitzvahs. So therefore, they said, let's start another route. Omer lefanu Rabbi Yishlan, tenor lanu meirosh v'nasena. Since you're handing out rewards to all those that are being Mekayim the Torah, give us another chance. Go and give us the Torah meirosh, a new matan Torah. Give it to us now, and you'll see we're going to be Mekayim the Torah. Amnon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shoytim Shavaylam, Mishu Torach B'Erev Shabbos, Yoichel B'Shabbos, Mishu Torach B'Erev Shabbos, Meichen Yoichel B'Shabbos. If you want to have nice hot chulins on the Blech Shabbos morning, you got to start thinking about this on Friday. If you start thinking about it Shabbos morning, no Blech, no chulin, no gunish, you have to go to a shul that they serve chulin. Otherwise, you're not going to have any. So you have to go and prepare yourself in advance. This whole discussion that the Gemara is telling us about, this is the Yosid Lover. The Yosid Lover means after 120 and presumably Mashiach Tzaitin, after Mashiach Tzaitin, what have you. And therefore, on that ultimate Yoyim Hadin, by that time it's going to be too late. That's already Shabbos. You got to go and do your mitzvahs on this world, Be'erev Shabbos, and then Yoichel B'Shabbos. You can't wait until Hachem made the Esrim up in Shemaim and say, oh, Rabbi Yishlam, you're right, give me another chance. Ella, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Alpha begin, nevertheless, even though it's already too late, it's already beyond the ninth inning, it's already top of the tenth, and the other side already won the game, but nevertheless, we're still going to give you another chance. Alpha begin, Mitzvah Kali Yeshli, I have a small, insignificant mitzvah. We'll see why it's called a Mitzvah Kali in a moment. V'sukkah Shema, and its name is called Sukkah. L'chu v'asu oisa, let's see if you can go be Mekayim the mitzvah of Sukkah. How could the Kodesh Baruch Hu give another chance? Today, on this world, you have the opportunity to do the mitzvah, not lemocher, after this world is over. The schar comes and here you do the mitzvahs, and there you get the rewards. What's going on over here? Says the Gemara, you're right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'trunya im b'riyosim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want, Rashi says the words ba'alila, the art scroll uses an expression, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want excuses, and then harshly punish the goyim, the enemies, those, the sinners that didn't do the mitzvahs. Kadosh Baruch Hu still wants to give a final chance, even though it's already machar lekabel scharim time, but nevertheless, try it. Why is it called mitzvah? Because it's something that you can do for very little funds. Of course, today, if you want to buy a fancy schmancy sukkah, it can cost you thousands of dollars. I'm sorry?
Business,
exactly. If you want to go and buy one of these prefabricated sukkahs, it can cost you a lot of money. However, if you want to, you can make a very primitive sukkah just by taking a bunch of branches and putting it on, take four boards, sticking them into ground. You don't even need all four. If you have two sides of the building or something, just add another side, put a few branches on top, and boom, you got your sukkah. But of course, you have to have a fancy sukkah. You can't have just a plain sukkah. Anyway, the bottom line is, but the real mitzvah, you can do it for very little fat. Miyad, as soon as Kadosh Baruch Hu says that Kalech Aviyachar, all the goyim go, note of Ahoylech, they all start grabbing the branches and the boards. They always a sukkah for Ishkaga, they go up to the top of the roofs, and they build a sukkah, what's up on the top of the roofs. And Rashi says, because the roofs in those times were not mishupa, they were not at an angle, they were all flat, and therefore Roiv Tashmishtan ala Gagois. Most people, when they wanted to do some sort of private Tashmish, they went and did it on the Gagois, which is a nice, convenient place. Yes, Reb Simcha wants to add a point. I'm sorry, Nahum? Okay, that's the reason why? No, okay, thank you. I said, okay, fine, I appreciate you bringing that to our attention. Anyway, so everybody started building their sukkahs on top of their gagim, on top of their roofs, because Kadosh Baruch Hu makter aleihem chama b'tkufas tamas. What Kadosh Baruch Hu did was, Kadosh Baruch Hu made it a little bit hot. Now, tkufas tamas means the summer months. However, in the fancy schmancy terms, it's called the summer solstice, which ends on the autumnal equinox, which is September 21st or 23rd or what have you. And depending on the year, sometimes sukkis is early and sometimes sukkis is late. Or, what you should properly say it is, sometimes September comes in earlier, sometimes September comes in late. Because sukkis always comes at the same time of year. It's always the 15th day of Tishrei. Sometimes September is earlier that year, and sometimes September is later that year. Anyway, the point is that sometimes this summer solstice continues on into sukkis, and sometimes it ends before sukkis. That year, the summer was still ongoing into sukkis. In other words, sukkis was earlier than September 21st, 22nd, 23rd, what have you. And therefore, it was quite hot. This is the first real solid raya that we have of the global warming sensation that everybody talks about. You can really feel it now during these last few weeks, how it's really global warming, like the Democrats have tried to convince us. But anyway, that was not meant as a political comment, but rather, let's continue on. So the Gemara tells us...
It is because of warming.
Of course, otherwise it would be much colder.
No, the Masters, there's a ban around the poles.
Right.
This is discussed here every other day. Right,
these poles have been destroyed, and we're getting, instead of it being held... and having ice
being released.
Released away. Okay. Baruch Hashem. That's why it's called there. Baruch Hashem. Ganz klar.
You know what it's called? Warming. No argument.
Usually you have a stier putter for a sukkah.
We'll talk about that in the Yemen base. Anyway, we're not there yet.
Yeah,
what would you like to say?
This whole conversation, they really sit down with Hashem and have this conversation.
It hasn't happened yet. This is going to happen.
This is going to
happen. This is going to happen in Mitzvah. Hashem, the time will come. You'll be in it. You're doing beautifully. No, Mitzvah, this is the future discussion. Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara, it's Makhalim Chama B'tkufas Tamas. By the way, there's a Prima Godim that says that whenever Rosh Chodesh Shvat comes out on Wednesday, that winter is going to be an unusually cold winter.
And that's what happened now.
Yeah, exactly right. So the Prima Godim brings it from the Yor Rabba.
It's going to extend further.
In Yer Hashem until the end of the winter. Hopefully it won't be that cold, but it's going to be a cold winter. Okay, Yer Hashem, Rabbi Shem, we're going to see. But getting back to our Gemara now. Gemara says, Nochamol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Makter Aleihem Chama, B'tkuf HaSamas, Cholecha B'yecha, and Mivayt Bisukasa V'yoytzi. As a result, all the goyim that just built up their beautiful sukkis, they went and they kicked their sukkah away and said, I'm out of here. Shenemar Nanakis Moitri Seimoi, Venashlichim and Menor Abisema, they threw it down, they said, we're out of these sukkahs. Reitimon Makdir, Kodesh Baruch Hu caused it to be so hot. Vo Amrit and Kodesh Baruch Hu Babitrunya Imbri Yosef. Didn't you just say a moment ago that Kodesh Baruch Hu does not want to have an excuse to be able to go and deal harshly with sinners? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to show rachmim to them. That's why Hashem is giving them another chance. Why is he taking out chama min artika and making it so hot? Everything on Mishum Yisrael nami zimni to mashchalu tchuvas tamis at chaga. There are years where, once again, Sukkot comes out after or shortly before September 21st or 23rd, etc. And therefore, it's quite hot, those Sukkot, as we know. Sometimes Sukkot you need air conditioning, and sometimes Sukkot you need heaters. V'havlu tzara, and Klal Yisrael has tzar. So, and therefore, and they're still being makai in the mitzvah of sukkah. And you, goyim, as soon as it got hot, you ran out. Freitim Mori, you're telling me that they were still makai v'omer rov mitzvah potter in the sukkah. We Jews are also potter. So, Freitim Mori, nehi the potter, even though we're taka potter, v'utim imevati, we leave the sukkah, but we leave in the dakrachts, and we say, ay, what a shame, this is such a beautiful sukkah, we'd love to continue sitting here, but what can we do? It's mitzvah potter in the sukkah.
More of a pain that we're leaving than it is to stay.
More of a pain that we're leaving. Which reminds me of a story, my grandfather, Zichron Levracha B'chir, Rosenblatt Zichron Levracha, who I knew very well, lived here on the west side, the Sof Yomov, also Remendel's, principally Remendel's Zaydim, Han Zaydo. Anyway, on Shukis, I was there, I remember it. It was pouring outside, and my grandfather, Zichron Levracha, put on a heavy raincoat, and he put on some heavy rain hat to protect his hat, the plastic, what have you. And then he went into the sukkah, he took a chair and put it on top of the table, and then put the meal, the food, underneath the four legs of the chair. And of course, everybody said, Mitztar potsim in a sukkah. He said, what's the tzar? The tzar is that, number one, you're going to get all wet. I'm wearing a raincoat, and I'm wearing my plastic. I won't get wet. Yeah, but of course, the rain is going to fall into the food. That's why I put the chair on top, that it shouldn't go into the food. But it says in Allah, Mitztar potsim in a sukkah. So my grandfather, Zichron Levracha, said, by ins chasidim, going in and eating inside is a greater tzar than going and eating inside the sukkah when it's raining. We have a greater tzar in leaving the sukkah, and therefore that's the real mitzvah is outside the sukkah. Being inside the sukkah, that's the real sukkah. Of course, he didn't make a bracha, but nevertheless, the mitzvah, that my grandfather wasn't a yochid bedoro. This was a very, very common thing among the chassidim in yesteryear, and presumably even today. Okay, good. Anyway, so that's Yidin. I'm sorry? Nochmul? Some Misnagdim do the same thing? Okay. So that's why Yidin. Goyim are Mavayit, they go and kick the door and say, I'm out of here because it's pouring, it's raining, I can't, it's too hot, it's too cold, or whatever the story may be. There's also a famous story about Reb Chaim, the son of the Brisker Ruf. Everybody knows Reb Chaim Brisker, but the Brisker Ruf had a son called Reb Chaim, who was a little bit eccentric, or whatever you want to call it. Anyway, so I think it was an Alta Bucher, if I'm not mistaken. One time in the middle of Chol HaMoed, he was walking outside drinking a mitz. Mitz, as you know in Hebrew, is a juice. And people say, son of Brisker Ruf, drinking outside the sukkah. Of course, you're allowed to drink outside the sukkah, but the briskers and others are very machmir not to eat or drink anything outside the sukkah. How can you be drinking a mitz in Yerushalayim? How can you be drinking a mitz outside the sukkah? So he said, it's very simple. He said, this mitz should only have cost me 1 pound. Today they go with shkulam. At that time they went mitfund or lirot. He said, it should only cost me 1 pound. The storekeeper overcharged me. He charged me 2 lirot. And therefore, it's a very, very tire a mitz. Tire means it's very expensive. A mitz tire, an expensive mitz, is potter min hasukkah. I'm a potter. That was showed his iluyishkeit, even though he was a little eccentric. A mitz tire. A tire a mitz is potter min hasukkah. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so the Gemara says, Vaita miyada kodesh baruch hu yoyishim misachi kalayim. Now that the goyim are finally, all of their arguments have fallen away, Kodesh Baruch Hu now begins to smile and have, if you will, a little bit of laughter. Shneimer says the pasuk Yoishev b'Shemayim Yischak. Yoishev b'Shemayim, Kodesh Baruch Hu sitting up in Shemayim Yischak, he would start laughing. The Omer of Yitzchak, Ein Tzchak of Kodesh Baruch Hu Oisei Yoim B'Vatzes of Yitzchak. The only time a Kodesh Baruch Hu ever laughs and smiles upstairs in Shemayim is only when on that day when he's finally convinced the goyim that they don't deserve reward because they were not osik in Torah, they were not mekabel the Torah, they're not mekayim the Torah. Only the yidden get that tzchak. That was the only time. Ain't tzchak from the kishbolka loisayim lufan. Ikedemasi lahad Rabbi Yitzchak. Others say the same vort of Rabbi Yitzchak, but not on the previous story, but on the following. What's the following? The sign you stay in the bright. Rabbi Yosi Aimer liyosel lovei again in the future. Boyin oivik kachom umizgayrin. The goyim are going to come, and they all want to be megayer. Why? They hear Hashem Yisbarach is handing out rewards to all the Jews. They are goyim, so they want to get online. To get online, you have to be a ger. So schnell, they go through a very quick gear process, and they want to go online. Would we accept them? We will not accept gerim in those days. They didn't accept any gerim during David HaMelech's times or Shlomo HaMelech's times. What's the reason why? Explains Rashi. Because the only reason why their interest in joining the Jewish people is because they saw in the times of David and Shlomo the tremendous prosperity. And in the times of Mashiach, they're going to go and see the prosperity that Klal Yisrael will have at that time, and they want to go and join Klal Yisrael at that time. And Rashi brings a pasuk from Yeshaya on the fourth line, Migar itcha bi'an yosecha alecha yipail ba'ashiro yosecha, meaning whoever joins you bi'anios when you're having your hard times, oh, then you'll get the benefits of the good days ahead when Klal Yisrael will be zoicha to the rewards. But don't go and join only when things are going good. You have to go and join when things are going bad.
Don't be a fair weather fan.
Sorry?
Don't be a fair weather fan.
Don't be a fair weather fan. That's a beautiful expression. So getting back to our Gemara, so therefore when the Obdi Chum are going to come, they're going to be Miskayer. Frank Gemara, they're going to be Miskayer, mean the Kablin Alayu. Minayu, are we going to be Makabul and Mavada Nisht? So Gemara, you're right. Alishanasu Geirim Gerurim. What means Geirim Gerurim? Says Rashi, Me Elein. This is the third line of Rashi, Me Elein Miskayerin. Yes, they're going to go and do gior, hocus pocus, by themselves, or they're going to go and take a bezin shel hadyoitis that don't know what they are doing, but we're not going to be mekabelem. They're going to act as if they are real gerim, but bottom line is they are not gerim at all. And the Gemara tells us, they're going to go and put tefillin on their head, they're going to put tefillin on their arms. It shows that the bezin that's teaching them the simple halachas on amaratzim, and they're telling them putting the tefillin on the head first and then on the ones on the arms. Or kenzan lav dafka. But the point is, that's what they're going to do. They're going to put tzitzis bebigdem. They're going to put tzitzis on their begodim. Mizuz b'sochem. They're going to put up mezuzis. All of that is wonderful to show that we are real, real gedim. Kibit shiroi mochem is goy gomogoy. When they see the armies of Goy Gomogon coming to Chas V'Sholem against Klal Yisrael, Oimer Lehen, then the Goyim at that time, or it should be Oimrim Lehen, they're going to go and say to the Goy Gomogon guys, Al Ma Bas Mei, what are you doing here? What do you want? Oimrim Loi, we're coming to fight Al Hashem, V'Al Mashichoi, Shenemar, Lama Rogshu Goyim, U'umim Yegurik, why are you all assembled against us, all of you Goyim? I know why, to go and fight against Yidden. At that point, as soon as they hear that, they take off the tefillin, they take off the tzitzis, they take off the mezuzis, and they machan a hoylech, which means machan a pleita. Shenema, it says in the pasuk, the natias is moistri seimoi, and this is the same parsha as the previous pasuk. In other words, the previous pasuk, if you look at numbers 2 and 3 on the left hand margin, the beautiful gemaras of Reb David, who's representing us in Eretz Yisrael, the Yarchi Kala, says number 2, lama rog shugoyim ulu umim yegurik yisyatzu malchi eretz veroizem noistu yochad. Al Hashem v'al Mashiachai, all the goyim have assembled to go and fight against Hashem and his Mashiach. Next pasuk, say the geirim gerurim nenatka es moistri seimoi ben ashlicha v'men avi seimoi. Let us go and cut our ties. Let's throw off the reins that have joined us with Klal Yisrael because we're making a pleita. We're not sticking around.
What's gerurim? Geirim gerurim.
Gerurim means mitkishlept. To go and ligror
to drag.
Yeah. So they try to drag themselves along with Klal Yisrael. We haven't accepted them, so therefore they're dragging along. Yeah, the train has already left the station. They missed getting on the train, so they grab hold at the back and they are dragging from the back. So what do they say? Nanatka, we are cutting loose from our ties to Chayisra. And when the Kodesh Baruch Hu sees what's happening, Kodesh Baruch Hu Yoshe Mesachik, then the Kodesh Baruch Hu starts to smile and laugh. Shnema Yoshe V'Shamayim Yitzchak, the pasuk that we quoted before. On this, I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. Inle the Kodesh Baruch Hu Shchoyk Alo Yisayim Bilvad. That's the only day Kodesh Baruch Hu laughs and smiles when he realizes that these Gerim Gerurim, they were never Emes a Gerim from the first moment, because as soon as they saw tragedy or catastrophe about to occur, the Mechamez Goy Gomogai, they all ran for the hills. You're telling me, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Einlei Schoike El Oisei Hayoyim Bilvad, from Review to Amarav, Shtei Mesrei Shoyis Havei Hayoyim. Every single day period of the day is 12 hours. In other words, as opposed to the night part. It's Shoyis Manias, yeah. Of the 12 hours, Shodosh Hashem, the first day, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yoshua Yisim Gatayra, Kodesh Baruch Hu is learning the Daf and other parts of Torah. Shini Yoyis, the second part of the day, Yoshua B'Dodas Kala Oilam Kulai, which means, let's say, between 9 and 12. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is done, it's called Oilam. Kim and Shiroish and Eschayim Oilam Kaloya. When the Kodesh Baruch Hu sees that unfortunately people are sinning and therefore they deserve to be destroyed. Oimed mi Kisei Hadin, v'yoyishiv al Kisei Rachamim. He gets up in the Kisei Hadin and he goes on to the Kisei Rachamim at the end of that second 3 hour period. Now, on Shabbos Kodesh, when we daven Musaf, in most shuls, I'm not talking about the Hashkama Minyanim, but those most shuls, they daven between 9 and 12 roughly, and therefore they're getting to Musaf towards the end of that second 3 hour period. In the Kedusha that we say at Musaf, we say, Mimkoimoi, Hu Yifen Barachmov Liamoi, Hu Yifen Barachman. What means Hu Yifen Mimkoimoi? Ask Kodesh Baruch Hu, please move your Makoim from the Kisei Shomidas Adin to the Kisei Shomidas Arachman. Who says this Pshat? Psachsini Shepshat. Look at the third Toysvis, Shniois Yoyshe Vidon, on top of the Amid, Yesh Oimrim. We ask please, leave the Kisei Din and go over the Kisei Rachman. Toysis rejects the pshat based on another Gemara, but bottom line is that a Yesh Oimim that Toysis brings, that's a pshat in the Kedusha that we say at Musaf on Shabbos. Continuing on, Shlishiyos, on the third of the three of the third part of the 12 hours during the day. Now it's between 12 and 3. Yoshev Zanus Kaloyim Kulay Mikanere Aimim Ad Beit Sekinim. Kodesh Baruch Hu is now being the finest of the world. In other words, he's giving food and sustenance not only to mankind and not only to the regular, normal animals, but also even the wild animals. And even Mikanere Aimim, Kanere Aimim means the horns of Re'im. Re'im are very large, powerful animals. We don't really know what they are. Some speculate that they happen to be like a hippopotamus or something similar. Rashi says, Chaye G'doyla. We have in the Torah also kind of Re'im, kind of. Rashi did also said it's a big Re'im, a big Chaye. Beit Zekinim until small lice. Now, Beit Zekinim, of course, are the eggs of lice. However, Rashi says that that's the name of a species of Kinim. So, in other words, it's not your regular lice. And now the eggs of those lice, but rather the name of this special min of lice is called the eggs of lice. If you look at Rashi, Be'ikinim, about 6-7 lines into the narrow lines, basically, Be'ikinim, minahu, temiskari, Be'ikinim. There is Be'ikinim, or Be'ikinim. That's the name of a particular min, a particular species. The Dakenheim, they're very small. Vu'invo, Beloshen Aramis, Ubalaz, Lintris. Okay, very, very small. What's the point of the Gemara? The Gemara is just trying to sharply dramatize that Kodesh Baruch Hu is concerned and gives sustenance to everyone and everything, from the biggest behemoths, like these tall, huge elephants and hippopotamuses, etc., until even the small little lice, which are so small that even the Estagnini Paroi were not able to go and replicate them, Belahateim, because it was just so small. The Diyah is finally the fourth quarter of the day, Yoshe Mesachim Levyosin, Kodesh Baruch Hu goes and plays with the Levyosin fish. Shenem Levyosin Ze Yotzarta Lesachik Boim. Why did we bring this whole shtickle? We now have proven that Kodesh Baruch Hu every single day is Mesachik. We said before Zizr Yitzchak Kodesh Baruch Hu was only Mesachik one time in history. That time in history hasn't even happened yet. That's Leosid Lovai, either at the time of the Gerim Gerurim going and running away from the Goy Gumo Goy, or the Goyim that are Mavayit in their Sukkos because they say it's too hot, Then Rav Yitzchak says, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mesachik, Ba'i Sayyan. We see every single day, Kodesh Baruch Hu Mesachik. Amr Nachma Yitzchak, Embryo is a Mesachik. To go and play, so to speak, and have fun, if you will, with Bria Yisav, yeah, that happens every day. However, Al Bria Yisav, says Rashi, means Al Aveiro She Oisem Bria Yisav, when Chas Shalom, his Bria is do, Aveiros do sins, a Kodesh Baruch is not happy. A Kodesh Baruch is hoping that they will do tshuva. However, Oisa Yoim, when it's already too late to do tshuva, it's already Biyasa Lovai, after the Yoim is already over, it's already Mochar Lekabel Scharim, by that time it's already too late, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu is happy that the sinners finally get their due punishment, what they're supposed to get.
They're being punished, just not getting rewards. They're being punished, they're just being...
Well, we haven't got to the second half. But the first half was they didn't get their rewards, but the second part is, because you were not Mekabel Tzayim, and because you didn't Mekayim Tzayim, and because you were bad guys. Boom! Then you're going to get your punishments. All of that we're talking about, that there was choik back on the time of the Beis Hamikdash, and it's when Rabbi Chiel, Ifas Nishant. I shoot. I was going to give a shlishi again. This became a shlishi last thing. Okay, Zadki Bench. Okay, Fort Lachaim Lishon.
You need a minute?
Can you start fasting now? All right.
I already had a...
All right, good. Anyway, continue on. So the Gemara is next week, you do it 2 days. But back to our Gemara. Now, so our Gemara says, there's no such thing. After the Chorm Beis Hamikdash, Kodesh Baruch Hu is, so to speak, ba'avelus, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu is not smiling. Frank Dimar Manon de Lekas Choik. How do I know there's no Choik by Kodesh Baruch Hu? Elaim, it says in the Pasuk. V'yikrash HaMekim Tzvokis B'yay Mahu, on the day of the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash on Tisha B'Av, Lebchi Ule Misbeit Ule Korcha. Kodesh Baruch Hu says that this is going to be a day of mourning, a day of crying, of weeping, of hespedim, eulogies, etc. Frank Dimar Dilmahu Yoyim Avesulay. Stuck it true. That day, B'yay Mahu. But maybe, subsequently, is Vaitis Chayk. In other words, you don't have Tisha B'Av every day of the year. You have Tisha B'Av once a year. El Adil Sashtin Basik, Im Eshkochech Yushalayim, Tishkach Yimini, Tidbak B'Shoyim L'Chiki, Im Lo Yaskarechi, Im Lo Yaldis Yushalayim, Al Roish Simchasi. So therefore, the Gemara is trying to be medayik from this Basik is, that Kodesh Baruch Hu, so to speak, Kav Yochel is making like an oath and says, I will never forget Yerushalayim. If I were to forget Yerushalayim, I would forget my right hand. Of course, the Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't have a right hand.
So it's the same thing that we say for ourselves. I'm sure Ben Shalom is sharing that.
Exactly right. Toisa says that the Parsha Pshat is referring to the musicians. That the musicians and the beautiful singers, like Havdu B'chaim L'chaim, into the tire of Simcha, sing so beautifully. When it says in this pasuk, in Meshkachich Yushalayim, the musicians that used to go and play with a musical instrument, said Tishkach Yimini, my right hand should wither and should not be able to go and play on the harp or on any of the other musical instruments. Tidbak L'shoyin L'chiki, my tongue should go and attach itself, glue itself, L'chiki, to the top part of the inside of the mouth, the roof of the mouth from the inside, so it shouldn't be able to sing. Why? Because of my terrible sorrow of the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash and Yerushalayim. So now, although that's the Pasha Pshat is referring to the singers and the musicians, but since it's written in all the psukim prior to that in Al Naris Bavel are all written in plural form. This pasuk is written in singular, so therefore the Gemara Darshan is going in Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Kodesh Baruch Hu himself says, Kavi Yochel, that I cannot possibly forget about the terrible destruction of Yerushalayim. This will live with me for the rest of my life, so to speak, about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So is the harai that there is no simcha? Hashem is constantly thinking about Yerushalayim. So Gemara, what's the harai? Dil Meshik Chahu Deleka. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't forget Yerushalayim. He remembers it all the time. Avoschoik Mi'ika, but nevertheless, it's still schoik. I mean, every single chasana, we remind ourselves about Yerushalayim. We break the glass. On top of our wedding invitations, we speak about Alis Yerushalayim, Roish Simchasi. We want to remember Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim. But Lamaisa, we still have music at all weddings. So you see, you can have schoik, and even though you don't have shikha, you don't forget about Yerushalayim. Elmiha, I have another raya. This pasuk again is referring to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Shesi mi'olam, forever and ever, I'm now going to be silent." Achrish, also a lashon of being quiet. Esapak, I will restrain myself from being besimcha. Why? Because of the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash and Yerushalayim. So if Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "I'm going to hold myself back and be quiet," that means he's no longer going to be mesachik, going and playing schoik like he did with until now with the Leviathan. It's not shver, not a shver. Freiting moriets. Now that we're saying that starting from the time of the Chorban Beis Hamikdash, ain the Kadosh Baruch Hu schoik. If freiting mor bevioyis, my ovid. So what does he do now? The fourth part of the day, he's no longer busy with the Leviathan. Freiting mor yoishem alamet tenog shabeis rabban. Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu limbs with the kleine kinderlach Torah. Shem says the pasuk, "Es mi yore Dave, es mi yovid Shmur." To whom is the Kadosh Baruch Hu sharing wisdom and knowledge with the kibbutz mecholav atike mishadai? The mi yore Dave, who's the Kadosh Baruch Hu teaching mi yovid Shmur? The kibbutz mecholav, those that have been weaned from their mother's milk. Latikim Mishadayim, those that have been taken off of their mothers, that they're no longer nursing, meaning that they are now ready to start learning Torah. Tenekish by Sraban, the Kodesh Baruch Hu learns with them. And who was teaching them until now? In other words, until the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. During that fourth period, during every single day, Hashem was mesachik with the Leviathan, who taught them Torah at that time. Metatron. Metatron, as we know, is one of the major malachim upstairs in Shemayim. And in fact, there's another gemara we had in Masechta Sanhedrin. Rashi brings in Chumash. It says in the pasuk, "Kishmi bekirboy." Metatron's name is within my name. How is Metatron's name within my name? So Rashi and Chumash says, because the gematria Metatron is Mem and Yud is 50, and Tes is 59, and Tes is 68, and Resh is 268. And Vav is 274, and Nun comes out to be 324. But you have to take out the Yud. I don't know why there's a Yud here. It should be 314. If you take out 314, and then you have the word Shakai, Shin Dalid Yud, is all to 314. This is not a Chassidish Avot. This is Rashi in Chemish on a Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. Kishmi Bekirboy. This is referring to the Malach Metatron. So Malach Metatron is one of the real big, heavy-duty Malachim upstairs in Shemayim. He's like a Kadosh Baruch Hu's right-hand man, so to speak. And so if Kadosh Baruch Hu was too busy being with the Leviathan, he was the one Metatron was teaching Torah to the Yiddish Kindler. That was the first pshat. The Kadosh Baruch Hu had time for both. He was both learning with the children as well as playing with him with the Leviathan at the same time. Now that's all during the day. What does Kadosh Baruch Hu do at night? Even you say in your mama, the same type of routine at night also. First 3 hours learning, etc., etc. Viva Yisema, or there's another pshat, Roichim al Kruv Kal Shaloi. Kadosh Baruch Hu has a light kruv, a cherub, I guess some sort of angel of some sort. Kadosh Baruch Hu's Roichim is riding on it. Vishat, and he flies around the world. Vishmoina Asir Elefai Lamais. 18,000 different worlds. Where do you get 18,000 from? Shinem, it says in the pasuk, Rechav Alekim, Ribay Sayim, Alfei Shinon. Rechav Alekim, Kadosh Baruch Hu is riding on his chariot, on his Rechav. Ribay Sayim. Ribay Sayim means two Revovois. A Revova is 10,000. Two Revovois is 20,000. Alfei Shinon. Alfei, of course, means 2,000, right? Miyat Rav Mishnayim is 2,000. Shinon says, Al Tikri Shinon Ela She'enon. She'enon means deduct these 2,000 from the Reboisayim, from the 20,000. If you take 20,000, you deduct 2,000, you come out to roughly 18,000.
Why does it say it in that kind of a lesson where you have to use mathematics to arrive? It's just very coded.
Yeah, all of these are sages. I mean, do we understand what the Mekodesh Baruch Hu is playing around with a fish doll for 4 hours?
No.
We don't really understand this.
Playing baseball in the water.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, we mouth the words, but these are heavy-duty sages. Mir Hashem, when we get to that madrega, you'll share with us exactly what the pshat is already, okay? V'yibay Yisayma. Noch pshat. Yoyishiv v'shemei ashir b'pichayis. At night, what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu do for 12 hours? He listens to the Chayis HaKodesh. Chayis HaKodesh is referring to one of the major levels of Malachim. There are 10 levels of Malachim, according to the Gemara in the Masechtas Chagiga. And the highest level is the Chayis HaKodesh. And we talk about them in Shachris on Shabbos. We find them the Chayis HaKodesh, Barash Kol, Nisnas, etc. Anyway, so what about these Chayis? They sing Shira at night. Shinema Yoyim Mitzvah V'Shem Chastoi. During the day, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives out his commands for chesed, like we said in the Yoshe v'zonis kol olam kulay mikane re'emim v'ad beit zekinim, he goes and shares sustenance with the whole world. That's the chesed. Uvalayla shira ime, he's listening to the shira of the Chayes HaKodesh. Now, since we spoke about being oisik b'toira, the Gemara goes off a little bit on a tangent, and we're going to talk about the inyan of learning Torah. Amr of Levi called ha'poisim b'divrei Torah, va'oisim b'divrei sicha. Whoever was learning and all of a sudden starts schmoozing, machin loy gachli resam chas v'shalom, they feed him gachli resam. Gachli, of course, are cold. Resam means from the rosim tree. The rosim tree is a tree that produces wood that is very, very long lasting, so that when you use the rosin wood for coals, they don't just extinguish after 5 minutes or half an hour. They can remain hot for the next 12 hours or 24 hours. Very, very long lasting kechol. So chas v'shalom, a person who leaves learning and starts schmoozing, chas v'shalom, they feed him these long lasting coals. And those are quite hot. Shinem, how do I know? Hakoitfim miluach ali siach. Vishoyrishamim Rishamim Lachvam. Hakoitfim means those that cut off miluach. What says miluach? Rashi has two pshatim. Either miluach means dvorim lachluchem, meaning the Torah which is moist, or miluach says Rashi hanichta beluchais. It's referring to the luchais. Ah, somebody who cuts off miluach from the moist, beautiful, refreshing Torah, or from the luchais, ali siach, to go and talk in yoni sicha, to shmuz, the shoyrish shomim resamim lachmam. Then the shoyrish, the roots of this rosim tree, lachmam, will be their lechem, that they will eat them. That's machil and oisei, machil loy gachir sam. Amrish lakish kaloitim b'toyr b'alai, the kajbar ha moishach olav chut shel chesed b'yoyim. Whoever learns Torah at night, the kajbar ha give the chut shel chesed during the day, shenema, yoyim etzav eshem chasoy, Uvalayla shiro imi. Ma tam yoim yitzav eshem chasay. Why would Kodesh Baruch Hu give special chesed, special chayin, special charm to this individual? Shem devalayla shiro imi, because at night he learned the Heilige Torah. When we were in yeshiva, they used to go and make a joke that those bukhrim that stayed up late into the night learning, usually during the day they didn't have enough koyach, and they would have to put their heads down, and they put their heads down on their arms or on their sleeves, and then when they would wake up half an hour later, you could go and see the chut shel chesed on his forehead. So they would say, ah, we see that he was learning balayla, because we see that chut shel chesed, you could see that for the next hour on his forehead, that he had rested from the fact that he was up at night. Anyway, continuing on, Omer Rav Yehuda, Iker Yamri, Omer Shlokish Kol Oisek B'Torah Ba'il Mazeh, Hadoy Mula Laila, whoever learns Torah in this world, which is similar tonight, because it's a very dark world that we live in, a world full of huge fake news all the time, very, very dark civilization and culture, etc. Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshech Kol Chutzil Chesed Ba'il Mazeh, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to bring a Chutzil Chesed to Yenevel, Hadoy Mula Yoyim, which is considered to be like a bright, beautiful day, Shinema Yitim Mitzel Hashem Chastoy, Uvalayla Shiroi Im. Omer Yidam Mishmul, Mayra Sim Zed Nepasi. Vatase Odam Kidge Hayom Kiremis Loi Moshe Voy. It says in the Pasuk that people were made Kidge Hayom, like in the form of fish. What does that mean? That sounds kind of fishy. It's a Pasuk in Habakkuk. Vatase Odam Kidge Hayom Kiremis Loi Moshe Voy. So what is this Moshel referring to? Lama Nimshul Bani Odam Kidge Hayom Loi Melach. Ma Adag Nishab Yom Kibin Shoyl Liyabasha. If you took fish out of water, Miyad Mason, they could die immediately. They need to be able to go and take the air in from underneath the water through their gills, etc. You take them out of the water and they could die. Jews without Torah are Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar like Mason. When the dogim are taking me out of the water and the sun starts beating on them, they could die quickly. Same thing as if a person doesn't have adequate protection against the sun, and if he's dehydrated, he can get into sunstroke and a terrible fever.
Water is compared to water.
Very good. Therefore, the person could go and pass away. That we just said, now the person will die because of the heavy duty sun, that is either in this world or Yeneveh. Everything is preordained by Kadosh Baruch Hu except for Tzinim and Pachim. What are Tzinim and Pachim? Rashi says Tzinim means Tzina. If a person catches cold, he shouldn't blame it on Hashem. It's because he didn't wear sufficient sweaters or he didn't wear sufficient scarves. He should have dressed appropriately. What means Pachim? Rashi says Pachim means Choyli Abba Al Yedei Choyim, a person who gets a terrible, terrible fever, like a sunstroke, things of that nature. It's your own fault. You know that it's hot outside, protect yourself. It says in the Pasuk, Tzinim Pachim Ederach Ikesh, Shoymanav Sheyirchik Mehem. You, if you want to be Shoymanavish, you can prevent cold and heat by taking appropriate measures. Although there's no longer Gehenim, but there's still another very hot spot. What's that hot spot? Because we're going to take out the sun from its nartik. We have the same expression by Avram Avinu with the Malachim. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes it out from its enclosure, Umachter, and he gets very hot. Rishon Nidonim Ba, the Rishon get their punishment. Tzadikim is Rabim Ba, and the Tzadikim get their refuah. Rishon Nidonim Ba, the Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Hinei Hayoim Ba, the day will come, Boyer Kitanur. It's going to be as burning as a furnace. Now, although it says Hayoim, Tap Rashi says that the word Yoim is a euphemistic term referring to the Shemesh. Hayyim Abba, you see the Tap Rashi, Hashemesh Habod, become a duchtin karin l'shemsha yoim. So the word yoim really means Shemesh. So therefore the Shemesh, the sun is going to come out, boyer kitaner, burning like a furnace. For you call Zaydim, all those that went astray, for all Oyser Risha and all the sinners, kash, they will be like straw. V'liat oysam hayoim haba omar shem tzvokoyz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that on that day, my fire of my son is going to go and singe them and burn them. Asher l'yazav lehem shoyrish v'onav, that nothing will be left from them, not a shoyrish, not a root, and not a branch. L'shoyrish v'onav mazev, l'onav v'onav haba, totally decimated, destroyed, nothing left, goodish. That's by the Rishoyim. Tzadikim is rapim ba'abah, the tzadikim get her food, the siv. Shemesh. The Shemesh is going to beat down, but it's going to be a Shemesh of Tzedakah Umar Biknafel. And not only will they have a refuah, they're going to, in a sense, tan themselves in the Shemesh. Shenema v'yitzasim ufishtem ke'egle marbek, and you're going to have a wonderful time, and you're going to enjoy it. Mendy, you still have another minute. Dover acher, we spoke about the Kadosh Baruch Hu said that we are compared to the dogim shebiyam. Another pshat of dogim shebiyam. Ma dogim shebiyam kol gadol mechaveret b'leis chaveret. As we know, the big whales and the big fish, they eat up the small fish. After the other, umoli meirosh malchus. If it wasn't for the fact that you have governments and police, if it wasn't for that, kol gadol mechaveret. Then the bigger guys would go and eat up the small guys. That's why it says the Mishnah. You should always hope that the government survives and flourishes. Why? Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Isai. Thank you for joining.